Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. What can I do for
you? My name's Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Oh. Hi, I'm from Washington. I just want to see how I'm going to be able to move. Like, am I going to have to get another job in the same field, or is something else going to come up?
I feel like just for 6 weeks, a part-time job that will float you through, that will kind of get you through the holidays, get you through the move, get you through the transition, and then after that, you'll be fine. I kind of feel like the move is good for you, but you got a lot of fear. Why do you have fear on this move? Or is it just
I don't have the money.
So
yeah, it's a big move to California.
Oh. Where in California?
From Washington.
Yeah, it is.
Los Angeles. Yeah, Los Angeles area.
There. You know what? There's so much opportunities out there. There is so many opportunities. You'll be glad that you'll be glad that you made the move. You'll be glad that you did it. Don't get out of the fear. Just be excited. This is the last tail end of everything that you have to go through. You've been in through probably a good almost 8 years of so you're coming
Hell.
Out of it. Yes. Don't mm-hmm. go backwards. Don't go into your fear and don't go backwards. You've got a lot of opportunities in California. When you go there, walk. What part of in LA? What part of LA are you going into?
I was thinking about Burbank, but I'm not sure where. I'm open to any area.
So it wherever you want to go, that's good. But to clear yourself, get used to once you're in California to walk on the beach. That will kind of help. Clear everything up. The salt water just kind of refocus you. It's all good. You don't have a lot of faith in yourself, and you just need to take this time to just, you know what, this is, I like this move for you. It's going to be really good. The first probably 3-4 months might be a little bit hard, but after that, you're going to get into a position where you're going to say, you know what, I'm glad I made the move. Washington is you're done with Washington. So here's the thing that
yep.
I like about Ralph Emerson has this quote that I like. Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. And so if you can
mm-hmm.
just think on that, that's going to be good. You've got more opportunities. What do you do for a living?
I'm an apartment manager, but I wanted to get into the music area.
So do the apartment manager that and stay there. That will give you a consistent consistent money flow, and then you can slowly
mm-hmm.
you're going to meet so many opportunities. You're going to meet so many people in that area. Burbank might be look at another area. Burbank might not be exactly where you need to be, but if you need to be there for 6 months, sign a 6 month lease. Don't sign a year lease. Sign a 6 month lease just to get your feet grounded, just to get you get you into the door. And then after that, after 6 months, you're going to be acclimated and you're going to know exactly where to go. You're going to meet the right people. And are you a little gun shy on people? Or are you a little bit, I kind of feel like you hold back a little bit with people.
Yeah. Should I go
Don't
to San Diego or stick with Los Angeles?
No. LA is your area. LA is your area. There's a lot of opportunity there. I also pick up Austin. Who's been wanting to go to Austin? Austin has
not
a lot
me,
of.
That's Texas.
Yeah, but Austin is also becoming the music capital of the United States. So there might be opportunity when you get into LA area. Don't go to San Diego. San Diego's not going to do it for you. Stick into the LA area, and then you're going to meet people that are going to and get a job, and you're going to be, I kind of feel like you might be flying back and forth into Austin, and then probably maybe a year and a half, 2 years, you might go into Austin, because that's the music capital of the United States right now. So you have to look at it. This is all stepping stones right now. So you need to get out of the fear, get into, you're being led to LA, stay in LA. Don't go San Diego. San Diego's nice, but if you want to go and visit San Diego, visit San Diego. But LA is going to just go ahead and just make, get you rooted and get you grounded and get you, it's going to restart everything for you. I don't feel like you're going to be in LA. I don't feel like you're going to be in LA that long. You're going to meet absolutely phenomenal people. Here's the thing: you have a little bit of trust issues. This is where you're going to have to. You're going to have to rely a little bit on more self and get out of the. If you want to move and persevere forward, you're going to have to just swallow a little bit of that ego and pride. And you're very intuitive, and you know how to read people. So it's just like, you know, you have to make that distinct decision. Is this my fear, or do I need to stay with this person? And you need to start learning to ask yourself questions, you know, so that you can get into that good balance and get into that formation that you need to do that. Once you have more faith in yourself, everything's going to fall into place. Washington, you're done. Washington has a different energy. Washington is it has a very different energy. So when you go into it, you're going to, and please, please, please give yourself about 6 months to acclimate yourself into Los Angeles, because it is going to be a little bit of a culture shock for you coming from Washington to LA. You got more great diversity in there. So it doesn't matter if you grew up in there, you're going to have to reacclimate yourself. Give yourself 6 months. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna, you know, everything is gonna fall into place. You need to start writing things down and start making a list, because you're very visual, and sometimes you get too much you get too much into your head. Don't get it too much into your head. You think and you rethink. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. God, you're so talented. You know what? It's not a question of why did you wait so long. It's a question of are you ready right now? And I really feel that you're ready. The only thing that's going to stop you is your fear. And you have old emotions. Don't hang on to those old emotions. They don't serve a purpose for you right now. They really don't. This is a brand new journey that I feel like could be a 15-year cycle for you, that's going to just bring such great ambiance to you, and you're going to meet phenomenal people. And it could be traveling more. It could be doing world traveling as well. You just got to get out of those old files that are stuck in your head about how things could have, should have, would have, and could have been. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Once you do that, you're going to be fine. Oh my God, girl! I'm so glad you're going back to LA. LA's going to pop in for you.
I know. I really want to.
Just don't be in a hurry, because sometimes you get too much in a hurry, and you drive too fast, and when you drive, you know, be careful of your speed, because sometimes you get too much into your head, and that's going to lead to a little bit of a ticket maybe. So don't do that. So reground yourself, get excited about, it's been a long time since you've been excited about life. You have been dreading life. Don't do that anymore. This is a really good opportunity. So this year is really, and it's a perfect timing, because it's not just because it's the end of the year, but it's because it's the way that your charts are set up and the way that you were born, that your cycle is ending at the end of this year. So when you go into the new year's, oh my God, for the first time in probably about maybe a good 10 years, you're going to be excited about the new year and opportunity. And here's the other thing. You need to because sometimes I kind of feel like when you have money, you like to spend money. Don't do it right away. Just kind of just kind of get yourself grounded and get yourself acclimated in the money business. And you might, I kind of feel like you're going to be making a lot of money, and that you're going to need, you're going to need someone to kind of help guide you and be smart with your money, and you're going to need to invest it so that you're, so you secure yourself more. If you're smart like that, you're going to go far. Get out of the fear and get so excited about life, because it's just like, finally, it's your turn. Finally, you've watched everybody else bypass you, and it's like, this is a good time for you. Absolutely a good time. If you procrastinate because you have a little bit of you have a little bit of procrastination in you, if you procrastinate, that's going to prolong things for you, and it could be missing opportunity. So don't procrastinate. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't do that, because I think, and I think more or less, really, the procrastination is your fear. You have to be on fire right now. This is a time to be on fire. This is a time to just, you know what, and stop. Why do you listen to everybody? Stop listening to everybody. You're very smart.
Okay.
You're very talented. And it's just like, this isn't about everybody's life. This is about your life. And I kind of feel lately you've been trying to please everybody, and you're trying to make things happen for everybody but yourself. Don't do that anymore. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So no. I love you going back to LA. Very, very good.
I know.
Try.
Is there a time frame?
I kind of feel like you'd do it before the end of the year.
What about the city of Torrance?
Go into more.
Do they have
of the
city?
Yeah, they have Torrance. Torrance is going to lead you a little bit out of LA. Torrance is a beach area. If you look on the map, Westwood, I think it is, or West Hollywood. Do the like the outskirts of Beverly Hills. Look in that area, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
If you have to do Beverly, I kind of feel like Burbank might be a good thing for you to start managing property or whatever. That might get you a foot into it, and then from there you can just acclimate yourself and then move on. So no, just follow what you're doing. You're on a good path right now.
Okay.
I like it. Oh my God, you're going to be so happy. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you. That's good news.
All right. Anything else, my dear?
No, that's fabulous. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a fabulous week. Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Hello.
Hi, Jamie. This is Tanika calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I had a question. My girlfriend and her kids, they live with me right now, and I just have a one-bedroom. Do you see us moving anytime soon, and also when you think she may propose?
Oh, have I talked to you before?
Yes.
Okay. November.
November.
So you got one more month. You're gonna find a place in November. It's gonna, I kind of feel like it might be either a house or town or more of a townhome, and I just
okay.
kind of feel like probably towards November everything will fall into place.
Okay.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Oh my God, you're so worried. Oh my God, how many times have we talked about this? Stop worrying. You're gonna be fine.
Okay.
No, everything is going to fall into place. Start looking at. I almost feel like there's a house. So start looking for rentals. Now's the time to do it, because people are shifting and changing, and people are getting ready to settle in for the new year. So this is a really good time for you to do it.
Okay.
All right.
And do you think the wedding's going to be pretty big, a big wedding, or just maybe something private?
I almost feel like it's going to be a small intimate, but then I feel like there's a big huge party.
Okay. so her family would accept it.
Yes, I kind of feel like it, she wants a little bit intimate, so this is where you're going to have to compromise.
Uh-huh.
You, oh, my God, girl, okay. You're too excited. You're getting, you're putting the horse before the buggy.
Yeah.
God, you sound good. You sound more positive, and you sound like you're
yes.
not so fearful. You're not so fearful anymore.
Yeah,
oh, my
I'm,
God,
I'm
I love it.
I'm down a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
so.
I'm so excited for you. So, all right, my dear. Have a fabulous week. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Ciao. Hello.
Hi, Jamie. This is Jessica.
Hi, Hi Jessica. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm good. I
good.
Wanted to let you know that I spoke to you like several weeks ago, and I was about I was starting traveling for work. And
uh-huh.
you were right about everything that happened. So I'm back now. And
oh,
I wanted to know what, yeah, it was really cool. The only thing that's a little bit of a downside.
Are you there? Hello? Jessica, if you can hear me, call me back. Uh-oh. Okay, call me back. Or you can call me at, or email me at jmnatura88@gmail.com. Hello?
I'm everywhere.
Okay,
hi.
You know what? I lost you. Okay, you're back. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying that I went away on the trip and everything went well. A little funny energy towards the end of the trip from, you know, people processing stuff. So I've been working through not taking things personally. And
yeah.
So anything.
Yeah.
I mean, so when's that going to stop? But I'm going to stop like sort of triggering people. Put it that way.
So what do you do again? Refresh my memory.
I do healing work, and I taught a class out there and about healing yourself, and I also did healings on horses.
Oh, my God, I remember you. So here's the thing, Jessica. When you're chosen, it's not up to you to decide when your time is up on having that funky energy. You're going to have to learn to acclimate yourself. Because right now we're in a big, huge transition. So you know what? You're an absolutely phenomenal healer, and it's just like you're going to have to relearn how to balance and acclimate yourself. And it's not you might be acclimating and rebalance yourself for a little bit of a period, and then you're going to find that you're going to have to redo it again. So it's always going to have to be where you're going to have to acclimate yourself because you're a true healer. This is how life is, and it's just like, you know, on one hand you should all, you know, you honor it. On the other hand, I absolutely totally understand it can be absolutely just, you know, draining. And did you get drained after this last one?
I felt good. It just bothered me on how everyone was like very into it and excited and like loved me. And then like when I was kind of coming home, I just started feeling weird. And process. Oh, should I just
say that,
hello?
Say that again. I lost you.
I know. Everything was good. I wasn't drained by it. I was like really excited, but just that when I came home, I was feeling like weird energy from people because they had to process things. So it just sort of upsets me a little bit because, you know, I want to have like, you know, you want raving fans everywhere, but I have to remove myself from that. You know,
this is how you disconnect yourself from people or like, you know, get the energy off so that you stay acclimated in your energy. If you take a bath with 4 or 5 cups of Epsom salt and put 1 cup of baking soda in it and soak no more than 15 minutes, soak in that will like flush everybody's energy off of you. It take about a day and a half for you to just kind of feel back to yourself. You're going to need to start doing that so you don't feel that energy when you do that. The more that you the more, and in that you need to don't eat sugar and don't eat like fast food or greasy foods, because that's going to hold everything into it. Just eat like eat healthy foods. That's going to keep you grounded, like earthy foods. That's going to keep you so you don't feel that off when you drive home or wherever you do, because people are still pulling on your energy. So it's very important to just really take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, yes. I definitely am stepping up as far as taking care of myself. I guess it's sort of like, I want to know, like, when do you see it? When do you see that happening, that it's like people are consistently happy with the work I do? I don't know if that's like
sweetie, sweetie, no. They're happy with you. You're picking up their, what you're really picking up is you're picking up their questioning. You're picking up their,
oh, hello? I don't hear anybody.
Hello? Hello? Jamie? Hi, Jamie. Hello, Jamie?
Hello? Hello, Jamie. Hello? Unmuted. Hello, Jamie. This is Bryn. Hello, Jamie. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Can't hear anybody. I just heard unmuted, and so I decided to talk.